This is Tech Talk for Accountants Show, where we discuss the hottest topics, tools, apps, and trends in the accounting industry. This show is sponsored by Rush Tech Support, who is offering all listeners of the show a free IT audit so you can know whether or not your business is at risk of being hacked, having a data breach, or getting fined hundreds of thousands of dollars for non-compliance. You can schedule a free check at rushtech.online/podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Tech Talk for Accountants show. I'm your host, Andrew Lassiste, with Tech for Accountants, or I guess technically now RightWorks.
Congratulations.
Because we just got acquired. It's been now like 3 weeks, so it's a crazy experience. But with me today, Bryson Webster with Canopy. So I believe he's the first three-peat guest on the show, but we keep bumping into each
just
other.
I'm a two-time. We can push for the three-peat at some point. I think you've had someone else at Canopy.
Okay.
But this is my second time.
Okay. So your first one was like 6 months ago. I thought there was one before that, but
not me.
But it was Canopy.
Yeah, probably.
That's right. That was one of the first ones back in the day, COVID era.
Yeah.
Where we had to do Zoom because like you weren't allowed to talk to people.
Well, I'm glad we're allowed to talk to people now.
So
we came to Florida so we could talk to each other.
Yeah. COVID stopped for us like June 2020.
Well, I came from Utah. It's not too dissimilar. So
yeah. So give us a little background for those who aren't familiar on yourself and where, you know, Canopy is fitting into the picture in the accounting world today.
Sure. Yeah. So my name is Bryson. I've been at Canopy about 18 months. I lead strategy and business development for the company. And so my role is primarily thinking about partnerships. That's why we're here. You know, RightWorks is an important partner for us, both, you know, the RightWorks formerly known as Right Networks, as well as RightWorks Academy formerly known as RootWorks. And then on the strategy side, I'm also thinking about just what are potentially new markets or new products or new industries or professions that Canopy should, you know, potentially break into. You know, we're laser focused on kind of delivering for accountants right now, but we're always thinking about what are, again, new product offerings or how we can grow the business in thoughtful ways.
Yeah. So in June, when we last spoke, you guys had just sort of released the AI portion of Canopy, and where, you know, you guys were, if not the first, like definitely one of the first that were offering that in the accounting space. So, you know, over the last, what's been now, 5-6 months, you know, where has Canopy sort of evolved over this time?
Yeah, I mean, just as a quick recap, we built an integration with ChatGPT to make it easier and quicker to send communications to your clients. So you could, in really basic language, you know, let's say type a lazy email to your customer, then use ChatGPT to refine that message to sound a little more professional or fill in some of the key details based upon the responses that you've had. I even talked about, you know, I think last time we chatted, like, imagine if you could use plain language to describe what kind of reports that you want. That's now available with Canopy Insights. That's our reporting tool. And since then we've put aside dedicated engineering resources to AI as well. And so, you know, we're thinking about how AI can augment really anything within the Canopy suite of solutions. And so, you know, Canopy is an end-to-end practice management solution. We kind of think of ourselves as proposals to payments. And so it's everything that you really need to run your firm. It's managing your clients. It's managing all of the work. It's managing your assets, you know, in other words, your resources. It's the documents. It's the portal. It's everything you need, like I said, to run your firm other than the actual accounting software itself. And so any way that we can kind of use AI as a lever to create more automation, enable the accountant to be more focused on strategic, you know, advisory, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. So kind of offering that single pane of glass that, you know, I know in the tech space, we have 70 different products for 70 different things. Nothing talks to each other. And it just turns into such a headache. I mean, I've gotten good at Python and coding because nothing that we've used talks to each other. And it's just like when I chose the security stack or like our operation stack 10 years ago, it was like, oh, I'll pick this one. And oh, I'll pick that one and pick that one. And it's, none of them communicate with each other.
Yeah. We very intentionally since we went into practice management, our thesis was that accountants want end-to-end solution. They don't want to have to, I heard someone describe it as swivel integration, where they're going to one tool and logging in for something, going to another tool to log into something. And they may be strong tools, but to your point, they don't really communicate well to each other. And it actually creates even more work and less efficiency. And then we've got a lot of customers that are coming from solutions that are end-to-end, but they're not modern. They're not in the cloud. They've got really horrible user experience. And those companies are not investing in the innovation of their product. And so they're being left behind. So we're trying to bring the best of both worlds. That modern SaaS, modern user experience that you get with a lot of these newer point solutions, but the vision of end-to-end that some of the kind of early, you know, tech players in the accounting space brought. And so it's been a long haul, because building something end-to-end and making sure each of those, you know, for us modules are like top-notch is really difficult, you know, because we're basically building 5 or 6 different products in one. But it's been really exciting to kind of see it pay off in this last year, because, you know, proposals are like, for example, we just launched proposals, or actually I think it'll be coming out middle of December, but we announced proposals. You know, proposals standalone is valuable, but where it becomes super magical is when you send off a proposal or an engagement letter, it gets signed, and upon being signed, all of those projects, all of the work that you outlined, that automatically creates all the tasks and the projects within your workflow. That's pretty cool. And that also rolls into all of your reporting, so you can see the health of a client at an engagement level, at a project level. That's the magic of an all-in-one suite that you don't get with standalone solutions.
Yeah. And, you know, anecdotally, last night, so we had run a big promotion for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. And, you know, we had to automate pieces that just, they have sort of minuscule changes. So just for instance, someone signs up on the 12th, but their onboarding is on the 19th. So we don't start billing until the following 19th. So the 12th through the first 19th, that's already paid for and basically free. And then the next 19th is when the billing starts. But we can't automate the math of that, or the retroactive, go and see what time they picked, because it was self-service. So I spent an hour last night modifying one person's proposal, because the proposal software doesn't speak to the booking software, doesn't speak to the billing software, and it's perfect if they fit into the exact box that we need them to fit into, because we can just hard code everything. But having the modules, and I'm not even talking into the fulfillment and the tasks and the tickets and all the other pieces that come with it. So I am so good at like API projects, low code and Python and things like that. But it's like the amount of hours and time that I have invested, not to mention not having accurate information, because I mean, there were so many things over the last 10 years where it's like, all right, if you see information before 2016, don't trust it. Yeah. We tried a migration then, it didn't work, but we didn't notice. So ignore all that. Like the information's there, but don't trust it. If it's after 2020, it's pretty solid. Like you can trust it to a certain degree, but wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have to do that? And then, you know, new employee training as the company grows, that single pane of glass, like we've just started working with people from the RightWorks team and sort of integrating our products into theirs. And, you know, I just had to set up basically one box, and just the new person that's working with us on the sales and customer service side, it's just like, the only thing that you can sell is this box. There's a million other things that, you know, there's potential for, but it's just, there's so many things to learn and train. And then if they make mistakes, having to learn the nuances. So I'm a big fan of that single pane of glass. And last time we talked, I think Canopy had 150 employees. Imagine where.
Yeah, we're, you know, that's almost exactly where we're at now. You know, we've been really thoughtful about being efficient with who we've got and the people that we've got. And so, yeah, we're about 150.
Yeah. So you know, it's not like it's a ragtag team of five that are trying to, you know, dip their toes in every single piece. And when did the company start? I mean, so how much
time do we have? Canopy has been around about 8 years. So we actually started initially, we built a tool specifically for the tax resolution space. We built this awesome integration with the IRS in partnership with the IRS to make it easier to pull tax transcripts. In fact, we have a partnership with initially kind of our first relationship with the Rightworks world was on the Right Network side initially around our transcripts and notices product. And so, yeah, we started off in that space, and it was about 4 years ago or so, we saw a market opportunity around practice management. We started to build some of these pieces specifically for, like I said, the tax resolution space, but we realized there was a bigger, more meaningful opportunity. So 4 years, we decided to go all in on practice management. And yeah, I mean, Canopy, we've raised a significant amount of venture capital because it takes a lot of people and time and capital to build an end-to-end suite. So that's one reason why I feel really confident about kind of Canopy's vision, is because we set out with this initial vision. We knew it was going to take some time, but we're really starting to see some of the fruits of that in this last year. You know, coming out with some of our reporting out of last tax season, we saw an acceleration of firms being like, oh, that was like the final thing that I really needed, as they were looking to move from an older piece of software that was, again, powerful, had great reporting, but they're like, I need really good reporting. And in fact, we got a lot of feedback from the Rightworks Academy team and Darren Rue and the coaches saying, look, there's a lot of things that are really good right now, but the reporting is not up to snuff. And so we took that feedback and we went and built Canopy Insights, our kind of custom reporting tool, and that's live. And that continues to get better and evolve. It's the same thing with engagements. You know, we got the feedback from Darren and team of like, look, this should be part of your current workflow. And you should think about projects and tasks in the context of an engagement as well. So that's why we went and built engagements. And you'll see that come, you know, come to market here before the end of the year. And so we're really grateful for the partnership because they give us kind of this pulse on the profession that is difficult for us to get at the scale that they can provide.
Right. And when you're on the outside trying to get in, and when you don't have, you know, a team of CPAs internally
exactly
that are telling you what CPAs want, and not just CPAs, you know, anybody in the accounting space and EAs and everything else in between, but the concept that we had to learn ourselves was just because we think that something is cool and like it on the tech side, it doesn't mean that our clients like it. And so taking feedback from your clients, even though like it's kind of ego shattering, like we spent a ton of time fine tuning the tech stack for all the bells and whistles that we wanted. And we're like, yeah, there's a learning curve, but once you really get into it, like this is just the best of the best. And our clients, you know, the feedback was, I hate having to learn all this stuff. Yeah. Can't it just run itself and check the boxes that I need checked? I want to be secure, but I don't want to learn all the stuff or have to do the stuff. So it was back to the drawing board, taking the feedback and really providing the product and service that our clients wanted us to be providing and still being able to, you know, fulfill what we do. You have a client that's like, can we just lie on my taxes? And it's sure, that's what my clients want. They want me to lie for them. You can't just do that. But you know, when it's, I'd prefer that the communication is through a portal on a centralized location and the integration with the tools that they're already using. Like, this is what people want. They don't want it complicated.
Well, I think even, I mean, that's why we're very self-aware, or try to be self-aware as a company. And if you look at our executive team, there's no former CPAs. You know, we're mostly a group of technologists, and we've been in this space for a while now. And so we feel like we've got a good handle of the industry or the profession. But that's why, again, our partnership with Darren and the Rightworks Academy has been like super important to us, is because, again, they're this voice for the customer. And again, we talk to our customers, we listen to them, but Darren and his team is also advising, like they're kind of helping all the member firms, you know, be ahead of the curve. So we're not just developing or building products for what customers are asking for. We're building products for what Darren and his team are advising us that they should be asking for, if that makes sense. So it's like, you know, there's that current way of doing things, and there's that, this is the way you should do things to run a truly modern firm. And so, again, we have an awesome product team that spends a lot of time talking to our customers. And so I don't like, they deserve a ton of credit. But again, it's good to be partnering with folks that are, again, looking around the corner of where the accounting profession is heading. They can help kind of, you know, advise us or nudge us in the right direction and build stuff that really is going to make an impact.
There's a quote, I forget who it was from, maybe like Henry Ford or something. It's, if we only asked our customers what they wanted, they would have said faster horses.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, that's not the only solution. And then, you know, once it's brought into your vision of here is something that you hadn't considered that is going to be helpful and they're willing to adopt it and see how it's beneficial. You know, that's really where you're not only the solution provider, but you're also bringing to the to their attention things that maybe they hadn't considered, you know, just proposals. It's like, oh, well, we sit down with them and they sign it, or we have this one piece of software and then we have someone admin do all of this work. And yeah, there's typos and blah, blah, blah. But like that. It's one of the things that, like, looking back on my own journey of the last 10 years, where it's like, if there were a canopy for IT companies, which I'm sure there are, but, you know, they're gigantic, clunky, and just everyone hates them, but it's like, it's single pane of glass and I hate it. And then you like leave and then try something different. So, oh, wait, never mind. Like,
yeah,
back on the same spot. So I want to be conscious of your time. Obviously, you know, we're at the Inspire conference right now. So I want to, you know, just in wrapping up, where can people find more you and Canopy?
Yeah. I mean, you can find us at getcanopy.com. And also, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you're a RightWorks Academy member firm, like, talk to your coach. You know, they know a lot about Canopy. We've spent a lot of time getting them up to speed. Talk to Darren, talk to Andy. And, you know, or if you're just a RightWorks customer as well, you know, reach out to your people there. They should know quite a bit. Or you can come to us directly at Get Canopy. You can find me on LinkedIn. Again, Bryson Webster. But yeah, thanks for having me, Andrew. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. So maybe 3 to 6 months. We'll get the three-peat.
We'll go for the three-peat.
Get you that. Maybe I'll have like plaques or a shirt. You know, it's like, I was on Tech Talk for Accountants 3 times. All I got was a shirt kind of thing.
Hey, people do a lot of things for a free shirt.
It is true, especially comfy ones.
Yeah.
That was when we were getting our swag. It was like, it has to be something. Like, I knew I'd end up with 1,000 of them. So it was like, it has to be something that I'll wear because I'll end up wearing it like all the time.
And,
so
and all my relatives, because I'll be giving them to them.
Yeah. I got 1,000,000 in my car if you want one, just by the way. Thanks for being on the show. It was great having you guys. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to like and share. And Bryson, until next time, man. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for listening to the Tech Talk for Accountants show. Be sure to subscribe if you like the show. And remember, if you would like a complimentary IT audit of your business, go to rushtech.online/podcast to schedule a time with a certified technician who can look over your current IT systems and make recommendations on how to make sure you and your clients are safe.